team coverage of the Browns on News Radio WTAM 1100. Every Thursday, we are joined by former Browns center Dave Woolabaugh, played 9 seasons in the NFL, now calls Northeast Ohio home, and we are so happy about that. He joins us every week, talk a little Browns football. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside. Morning, Dave.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, buddy. Look, we're going back to Kaiser. I want to get to that, but first, let me just ask you about this front office and the noise and the blowing the thing up and all. I mean, your day in playing, there's noise around many teams, especially this franchise with their struggles. As a player, do you keep an eye on the noise, or are you your own business and you're just always staying focused and you just stay away from that stuff? Or is it always in your mind as far as who you're working for?
No, you know, I think that the reality is those, the guys who are making the noise, whether it be the front office, you know, claiming responsibility for the success in the draft, or there's someone else pointing fingers at the lack of success for what's been going on. I mean, everyone right now is kind of circling their wagons a little bit and getting territorial, because when things go, I guess, you know, they go wrong so consistently, something's got to change, and no one wants that change to be them. They want it to be the other person for what they didn't do, right? So, but as a player, as a professional, you have to maintain your sanity. You have to maintain your focus, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if it's Sauce Brown or Podesta or someone else that they bring in from the outside in the personnel department. You still have to produce on Sundays. You still have to line up against the opponent every week. It's a different guy. So it's really hard. You're aware of it. You know what's going on. You'll talk about it, but I think when it comes time to practice, football players, and I think because of everything that they have to do, they're trained, it's ingrained in them, where you cannot let that be a distraction to you. And I think as much as it is talked about, it doesn't affect them on a Sunday.
And Dave, when you look at it, just the situation they're in, the continuous losing, and then the way these other quarterbacks, Wentz and Watson, have performed, it couldn't be any more of a worst-case scenario, but certainly it's very reasonable to ask, hey, what is going on here, isn't it?
You know, it is, and I think that as a fan, and as fans, we looked at rebuild after rebuild after rebuild, and you know, it's almost like, you know, the system that we're in right now was kind of the lay of this fad diet. We were given a shot, and this one's going to work this time. This is the magic pill, you know, where I think if you look at organizations, and we've talked about this a number of times, and it's common sense, where you look at the teams that historically have been stronger. They historically have produced winning teams or playoff teams, and maybe, you know, even Super Bowl contenders at times, is they have a process. They've implemented the process. There's a discipline to that process. And it doesn't change, you know. I mean, you know, here in Cleveland, we know the Steelers all too well, and we love to hate them. But the reality is over the last, you know, 50 years, very little has changed. Their defensive scheme hasn't changed. The personnel department, the way they select players, hasn't changed. And that's one example. You can look at other organizations and look at the Patriots and what they have done there. There's a clear process. There's a path of who's the decision makers are, how they integrate with the football, the department of the organization, and they complement each other. It's not, you know, different silos kind of, you know, just throwing stuff out there. And I think that that's ultimately a result. I mean, I guess if you look at the analytics and the department, we have a ton of draft picks. And if we're not analyzing and making use of those picks correctly, all we're getting is a bunch of placeholders, which we don't need. We actually need impact players. And if those players they bring in, if they're not guys that Hugh can use, if they're not Hugh Jackson type of guys, they don't complement the systems he wants to do, or Greg Williams for that matter, then at that point we're pushing a rock uphill.
Yeah, it sure looks that way. Well, they're going back to Kaiser. You know, you mentioned change. Dave saw a note today that with Kaiser coming back in, that means the Browns will have switched quarterbacks 20 times in the past 43 games. Now, for Kaiser, do you think maybe the week on the sideline could be helpful for him now as he comes back? What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, he's a young guy. He's a smart guy. And I read that him getting demoted or benched last week was a good motivator for him. And I think the only thing that we can hope for was, if he's as smart as we think he is, you know, I would hope that he really took that to heart as a shot across the bow, that, okay, this isn't just necessarily going to come easy to you. He got slapped back a little bit. Hopefully he took that week off. He put in some extra time in with the film study to pick up tendencies, to see what he was doing wrong, and to do some mechanical corrections in terms of his ball releases so he doesn't sail balls or throw them behind receivers. You know, I think that that's all that we can hope for at this point. You know, he had extra time to put in. Now, how did he use that extra time is going to be the question, and we're not going to know that until Sunday.
Former Browns lineman Dave Woolabaugh, we don't have enough time to go into it, but congrats on the Syracuse win against Clemson. Tell me you lit up a cigar, too, like some of those kids did, huh?
You know what? I didn't light up a cigar, but I caught the tail end of it, and it was one of those things. We don't see a lot of Syracuse games here in Ohio, but everybody in my household was glued to the set. We were all in one room, and it was just exciting. And, of course, through the course of the night, your phone is just blowing up and everything on social media. So that was a huge, huge win for the program, because it's no secret. We haven't been doing particularly well the last, you know, several years. Yeah. So that was big.
Not since you in the days of Dave Lapham. I'll drop that name on you. Big Orange, keep going. See you, pal. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Be good.